Mortgage Drive in Walhalla. The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Strike three, you're up.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space.
Welcome back, glad to have you with us. I want to tell my friends about First Class Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota at First Class Halt. The name says it all. It's first class. I've got my, had some work done there. These people are amazing. They are located in Greenville, 297-1212, Anderson 260-9600, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 until 6. They only work on Hondas, Acuras, Lexus, and Toyotas. They have specials. I love this, getting you ready for the holiday travel special. Normally a $269 charge, now for just $99.95. And what they want to do there is give you the oil change and 32-point safety inspection and check your coolant levels and getting you ready for your travel, brake inspections and tire inspections, and rotate your tires and check your spare tires and test your batteries and top off your windshield fluid. Getting you ready, wiper blade, check those conditions for you. You're going to get a travel mug and a tire gauge and some pecan yummies. I love this. That's a holiday special, man. I love this. They have all kinds of specials, like the timing belt special right now, $100 off of there, $99 off of that. $25 off brake pad replacements right now for rotor resurfacing. There's great specials all the time there. And these men and women do an awesome job. The Honda guy only works Hondas. The Lexus guy only works Lexus. The Toyota guy only Toyota. So these people are great. Go by and see both locations. I've done it. First Class says it all. FirstClassHalt.com. Speaking of First Class, Jinx Patrick joins us on our Jinx Eaton Realty Hunting and Fishing Report. Good morning, Jinx. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, but I want some pecan yummies now. That sounded good, man.
Yeah, we could do that. I got to tell you, buddy. I got a Christmas card yesterday from the Patrick family, and I always enjoy it. But, man, I don't know how in the world you ever tell those two daughters yours no. What a little two cutie pies, man. That, Emily's doing a great job with those two, I can tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that. We're actually taking them through the Cotton Bowl. It'll be their first, travel Clemson game or bowl game experience. And, Clemson's got so many bowl games to go to between conference championships and all that. You got to pick and choose. So we're gonna all go together to this one, and I think it'll be a good family environment down that's there awesome. With the Six Flags next door and everything.
Yeah, that's awesome. I hope you guys have a great trip out that way. Let's talk some duck season, duck hunting, and whenever I talk to John Stillwell, I always go rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season. But duck season,
people might not get those old Elmer Fudd Bugs Bunny cartoons anymore. They're not safe for children to watch anymore.
What you don't want to do is in rabbits when they tie your double barrel shotgun up in a bow and it comes out both. You don't want that to happen.
No. Or people sticking their fingers in the end of the barrel to stop it.
Yeah. You don't want that to happen.
Anyway, well, duck season does come back in tomorrow. There was a short early season around Thanksgiving when Charlie talked about it, and goes out for 2 weeks and comes back in tomorrow. And this season will stay in through the end of January. So hopefully, if you do plan to duck hunt tomorrow, you've been doing your scouting work. And in my humble opinion, 90% of duck hunting is scouting and preseason work, with the other 10% being learning not to call too much and how to take your waders off really quick if you drink too much coffee. That's the key to duck hunting. The winter weather will come into play this weekend as far as specifically this weekend's report. It's going to be more Sunday and Monday, but I really don't think it's going to be too big of a deal here. It doesn't look to be getting below the freezing point, so people in their duck spots should have open water. It's not going to freeze over. But while I don't think it's going to do much here, it is going to hit harder up and across North Carolina. The weather pattern's really weird. It's going hard west to east, kind of laterally across the United States. So hopefully that'll push more big ducks down to us next week as it goes across North Carolina, because they're going to get a lot of snow as they escape that freeze and migrate south. So I'm excited about it. If you remember this time last year, it was really warm and dry, and we couldn't hardly keep our duck spots filled with water. And overall, I'm betting this weather will be good for duck hunters as hopefully more ducks move south quicker and we have adequate wetlands for them.
How long is this season?
it goes all the way to January 30th. And then there's two youth days after that that dig pretty deep into February, like two Saturdays in a row. If you got a youth, that's, I mean, some of the most ducks we've ever had on our pond have been in February. So, you know, it's not something to forget about if you do have a child and you want to set that up. But anyway, but if you're going to deer hunt instead of duck hunt tomorrow, you know, look towards your winter brassica food plots, your turnips and your mustard food plot plants. Those brassicas, they're preferred by deer after the deep freezes. And I would definitely consider this past week a deep freeze for South Carolina. It was down in the 20s a couple of days. And so they'll really be hitting those broadleaf food plots. But last thing, if you do go out in the woods this weekend, be careful of metal boats, trailers, and deer stands. You know, it's not going to be all that cold. It's going to be right at the freezing point, but they'll still have frost on them. And that makes them just really slick. And if you've ever fallen off a trailer or slipped on a deer stand or anything like that, because they've got that frost on it, it's just real slick and you can get hurt real bad. So just be careful.
Hey, I had one for you. Is the rut over now? I know we had a secondary rut. Is that one over now?
Yeah. There's a, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that a male deer will want to mate with a female deer anyway, anytime she's willing.
Right.
There's a stronger time in November, but if a doe didn't take, they'll go back into heat again. And so it's not more about timing, it's more about there's, you know, if there's a stray around. But my magic deer camera that I don't even hunt it, I just basically watch it and pretend like I'm deer hunting. They're not chasing the does around on the camera anymore like they were back in the day, back in, you know, early October and to November.
All right, man. More importantly, the most important thing we do is tell about the website. Every Thursday night before we have you on, I always go onto it, man, and I'm almost like window shopping, and I always, like, on the slide, I always put it way stuff that I can never afford, but it's still a lot of fun, at least for me to look at. But, man, it just reminds me of the wide variety of land you guys have and projects you guys have out there. But, boy, some beautiful, beautiful places.
Yeah, we've actually got a lot of mini farms that just hit the market. So, you know, these are – we're talking about $18,000, $22,000, you know, tracts of land that are five. And we've got three in St. George down in Dorchester. So if you wanted a, you know, 55-acre farm down there, I mean, 55 or 80-acre farm or an 8-acre one for, you know, to grow crops on, we got that. We got many lots, many farms, gentleman farms in Oconee County. We've had a lot hit the market lately. It's been really busy at the office. Diane is our office manager, and she was telling me that she expected it to slow down a little bit after Thanksgiving, and she's just been real busy moving, getting properties up on the website. So we got new stuff. Check it out if you want to. And, you know, we do more than just hunting land. If you're looking for a 5-acre tract to live on, we can help with that too. Or you're looking to sell something like that, we can help figure out how to divide it up so we can get the most money for your acreage if we sell for you.
What's the best way for folks to reach you?
You can go to our website at jinxincrealty.com. That's JIRland.com or Jinx Inc. Realty. And you can call our office at 864-631-2770. I'm driving there as soon as I hang up the phone. I'm going to head over there. I'll be there in 10 minutes. And we always get a phone call or two after we do the radio. So we'll get your questions answered and do everything we can to help you out.
That's awesome, man. If I don't talk to you and Emily before y'all go, man, have a great trip. I know the girls will love it and bring back a victory, and you know, can't wait to see you guys soon. But that Christmas card, it's the first one we got, and I will tell you right now, they set the bar pretty high, man. I don't know if anybody has two cuter daughters than you guys have, so I know you guys are proud of. Have a
really
great time.
Appreciate that. Really appreciate that.
All right, buddy.
Well, yeah, man, we're looking forward to it. Might sell some land to pay for it, but but we're really looking forward to it.
Call Jinx. Right. Call Jinx today, man. Have a great weekend.
Y'all too. See ya.
Jinx Patrick, those girls, man, I mean, I don't see how you'd ever tell them no. Texture said, Mickey Plotter and Deer and Rut. Now, that's something 20 years ago I never thought I'd hear you converse about. Hey, man, you got to educate yourself this stuff. I've been listening to this guy for a long time. I listen, Zach Ormstor, 24.
Hey, tell me about the secondary rut again, will you?
Well, you know, it's kind of like you catch your breath. It's like the second half. You know? You know, you settle down, you kind of come back, get rejuvenated and re-energized and go after it again. See, I listen every single week to this stuff. Same. I told you I was at Cabela's the other day. Did I tell you this?
Mm-hmm. But go ahead.
I was going to, because I knew it was going to rain in Charlotte. And Mary and I, we have these very old Gore-Tex rain suits. Matter of fact, Rick Stock still gave me his. This is like from the 80s or something.
Oh, there you go.
90s, man. So I try to wash. They said this Nickwack stuff. You can wash in the stuff that rejuvenate or re-energize your, I don't know how they do this, your breathability and the water repellency part of it. Didn't work all that great. But anyway, I'm in there at Cabela's, and honest to goodness, I go to the camping part where they were last time, where this Nickwack stuff was. You put it in your washing machine, you wash it, and they also spray stuff.
I'm familiar with it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I go there, and the camping guy's like, I never really heard of that. So I'm like, wait a minute, bud. I'm in Cabela's, and I'm telling you about something you don't know about? So I had to go over to the, you know, I found it. And I went back and showed this to guys. This might be arrogant. You think this is arrogant? I went back and showed the guys. I went, look, here it is, guys. It's Nickwack's, and it was in clothing over here. So if anybody asks in the future, was that arrogant? I told those guys that, just in case.
No, you're helping them know their own store better. Helping the future consumer.
Did I talked about my iPad a few years ago with that story about...
That you hate Apple?
No. They're just not interested in customer service.
Mm-hmm. I had the exact opposite experience at Apple, which was funny.
Really?
Yeah.
I bring this up because I was with a friend three or four days ago, and I told the story again, and they were amazed by that. You had a great experience with Apple?
A wonderful experience.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
At the Genius Bar?
In Greenville, in Haywood Mall.
Did you have an appointment?
No.
See, I don't understand the whole business model. That... First of all, I tick them off every time I go, Genius Bar, you guys don't look like geniuses. Anyway.
It's a good way to get good service.
Yeah, but they got the roaming person, you sign on, and you can call in for an appointment like 3 weeks from now.
The appointment is so you get to be seen early. If you don't make one, they can see you, but it's going to be a wait. So like mine was 2 hours.
You waited 2 hours?
I waited 2 hours, and I was upset that I had to wait that long.
Right.
But when I got in there.
You let them know it?
I had waited. And then it ended up, they didn't even have what I needed. They didn't make it anymore. And I was furious. And the guy comped me the other thing that I needed for free. It was like an $80 item. And he's like, I'm sorry for your wait. We should have seen this in the first place. Really apologize. Thank you for coming to Apple. And he comped me my $80 item for free. And I walked out of the
place. Really?
Yeah.
And it's that opposite. I've told this before. I'll tell it again. The guy tells me, I go over 3 straight days. My iPad keeps breaking. My old iPad. And so finally I said, look, man, I've been here for 3 straight days. Yeah, so what's that, 45-minute ride over there, 35-minute ride over there? So I've been here for 3 straight days. I live 30 miles from here. I've taken 3 straight days to get this thing fixed. Every single time you fix it, I could take it home and it breaks. I went, this is crazy. So I want a new iPad. And I said, we don't have any more. I was like, wait a minute, I'm in an Apple store. You don't have iPads?
Mm.
Yeah, we don't have any. I want Kentucky Fried Chicken. Doesn't run out of chicken. So look at the guy. I said, man, I'm going to sit down and talk to your manager. The guy was old. And the guy looks at me in the eyes and he says, you know what, son? I'd be a lot more worried about your little crappy computer right there if I didn't realize a third of the world's population was standing in line for rice and water every single day. And you know what? I said, you know what, sir? You're right. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
No, you're not.
I was wrong.
No, you're not.
It's not the most important thing. I was acting like it was the most important thing.
To you at that moment when you spend 3 straight days getting up there, yeah, it's important.
He put it in proper perspective for me.
Because you bought the product.
Yeah.
You expect the product to work. When it doesn't, you want them to fix that product. And if they can't fix it, you're going to get the new product because that is something that you use every single day for your place of employment.
Yeah. He put it in proper perspective for me, and I give him credit for it. His bringing that to my attention, I'm talking about, this was 6 years ago. I'm still talking about it. I'm on another iPad. The computer doesn't matter. The impact he had on me was much more important than that computer.
How is it important? Have you gone to those third world countries and handed out rice and water?
No, but it changed my perspective on what I think is important and just how valuable my patronage is. To be honest with you, Apple doesn't care if you buy another one or not. If you don't, somebody else will.
Sure.
And that's pretty evident through what they do over there.
Yeah, they got all kinds of money.
I don't, but they do.
You're all Richie Rich up there. Can afford to go to Greenville 3 straight days.
I should have sent him a bill.
I got to take out a mortgage to go up there.
Next time you go over and see those guys again, will you get my gas money?
Yeah, I'll pick it up. They probably got it on layaway.
Guy comps you.
Yep.
What, did you have a Devil's t-shirt on or something over there, a Jersey Devil's t-shirt?
No, I just had a nice demeanor about me.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't. I was upset. I was really upset.
Showed your butt, didn't you?
After it. No, I didn't show my butt. I just had a firm word with the manager.
You showed him, boy.
No, I was in the process of paying and he comped it.
Good for him. Good for you. Let me get David in Greenwood, 654 Roar. Hey, David, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Mickey. I got to say, you and I are about the same age. I hope that second rut kicks in pretty soon.
Hey, man, I'm about to have a baby. You know, so my second rut did kick in.
Your second rut has kicked in. I hope mine doesn't. Yeah. I don't end up with the same result, though.
There you go. There you go.
I have grown kids, so, you know, I'm past all that. Listen, I you know, even if I offend PETA, I'm going to beat this dead horse, all right? This whole skipping out of bowl games because they have no meaning thing, and I'll try to be very succinct for you. Let's just put it this way. If I went in with Deebo Samuel, I roomed with him. He and I were friends. We both had NFL aspirations. We went to that school. I went to work out with him every day. I might have become his friend and his best friend. I might have cried that freshman year. Both of us homesick. Been through everything in the world. Been in the trenches. Been in that huddle more than one time and fought for everybody around me more than I did myself. And if he made that decision, I'd have to look at him and tell him, well, I'm glad I could get you there. Thanks for leaving me on my own in the last game I am ever going to play, no matter how small and insignificant it is to you. That's exactly how I would feel about it. And I'll tell you, I think it's just a generational thing, Mickey. I think that that's the difference. It used to be big team, little me. But now you see guys who are playing on 7-5 teams who are down 28 points who break up a pass and just do their job, get up and have to pull out their Superman shirt. You know what I'm saying? So maybe some of these teams like Florida and these other schools that are absolutely filled with five-star talent can't win because they're all playing for themselves instead of the guy who lines up beside them.
Dude,
How about that?
I can't say any better than you said it. I'm glad you're not in sports talk business. I'd be out of a job.
Bubba, I used to do this for a living.
Well, you can tell. you did a great job with it. I appreciate your input this morning. I hope you have a great weekend.
Not a problem. I'm going out here and looking for a doe. How about that?
I'll check you later. Be careful.
You guys be good.
Thanks an awful lot.
Bye.
Brad Hughes and I are having a discussion off air on a text. And he goes, well, how about guys leave after 3 years? They're supposed to be there for four. And I want to be clear about my stance on that. Anybody who wants to transfer to another school or to go pro or to graduate and leave early or just don't feel like doing it, at the end of the season where you got a whole year to prepare for all that, prepare for that loss or that attrition, man, knock yourself out. I have no problem. When Hunter Johnson left this year at the end of spring practice or before whenever he left, I have no issue with that. Zarek Cooper leaves at the end of last football season. Have no problem with that at all. You got to do what's best for you in that situation. I get all that. But when you sign on to be a part of that team, like I told you, I didn't like what Kelly Bryant did here. You're part of that team, part of that program. Then that's what you do. And you're a member of that team till that season is over. So that's a difference. And the other thing is the expectation for you. Let me ask you this. Do you think – when you sign Trevor Lawrence, do you think he's going to be here 4 years or three, Zach Overmistor, 24?
Three.
Okay. So you get, when you're recruiting for that, his replacement in DJ Uiagalelei, pretty close. Pretty close. Mm.
You can say that you're pretty close, but we have no way to fact check that.
I think I'm close.
We're just going to agree with you blindly.
Pretty close. Anyway. You're preparing for that for 3 years from now when you sign him, or 2 years from now when you sign him, when you play him. So you got all that. But is the so you think the expectation for that kid's to play 3 years, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If you get a fourth, it's great. Is the expectation for going to a season to play in your regular season, conference championship, bowl games, playoff, national championship? That's what I expect. My expectations are for you to play in the 2018 season, the games that we play in. And I can account for someone leaving in February, March, April, May a lot easier than I can when you're going to leave me 3 weeks before a game. That's just my thoughts of that. I can game plan around that in April. It's hard for me to game plan around that. South Carolina's game plan completely changes now. Special teams got to have a new kick returner. Now you get out wide receiver wise, your entire game plan changes now because one guy decides that he didn't want to be part of our team and our program and our university anymore. So now if he does it, it takes off and transfers out or doesn't come back to, for his senior season, whatever, yeah, man, hey, I got all April to come up with that. We can develop players. We can move guys around. We can do, you got all the time in the world to prepare for that. And that's what I expect guys to say 3 years. But during 3 years, I expect you, if you want to transfer out, fine. But when you're 3 years, you're going to play that season. And we're still in this season. Donnie Patterson, Patterson Tax Service. Speaking of seasons, you like this little segue? Tax season.
Whoa!
See what I did there.
That's why they pay in the big bucks, folks.
PATTAX.com. 859-8289-859-8289. As simple as I can put it, there is no better advertising than word of mouth and your reputation. And I get people telling me, you'll see this coming up. People start doing their taxes at the end of January. You notice this on our text line. You notice this on our, when people tweet about it, you notice on our, people email me about it and they'll say, hey, Mickey, I went to Patterson Tax Service for the first time. Or Mickey, this is the 10th straight year I've gone to Patterson Tax Service. Thank you for turning us on to it. Donnie says hello. Russell says hello. Joni says hello. The people over there are doing great. And, I just tell you that more than anything else, that time and time and time again, I see people around that, you know, in the next 3 or 4 months, and I go, boy, oh boy, just got back, saved money. We had one guy that called the show and said, I just got back from them. They saved my small business. My taxes I thought that I owed were outrageous. I was going to close my business. They saved my business. He said it on the air. Let them do everything they can for you. 859-8289. Tax planning now, tax preparation in January, the Patterson Tax Service. We'll take a break. Snap hook. Paul, you guys hang on. Coming straight back to you more after this.
Head to Bojangles for our holiday family variety feast. You'll get 8 pieces of chicken, 12 chicken supremes, 8 made-from-scratch biscuits, 3 picnic fixins, and a half gallon of legendary iced tea. Bojangles, it's bow time.
With only days remaining in the open enrollment health insurance deadline, now's your time to act fast. Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets Insurance is here to offer you the best plan at the lowest price guaranteed. Mark searches thousands of plans until he finds the one that fits your specific needs. You might even qualify for free health insurance with no monthly premiums. Don't pay more than you have to. Call Mark Miesbauer with Health Markets today, 864-214-2375, 864-214-2375.
If you've given up looking for something different for Christmas, try a 2019 Mellow Mushroom Calendar, available at Mellow Mushroom Clemson. It's the perfect gift or stocking stuffer for that hard-to-buy-for person on your list, and it's full of coupons you can use all year long. And for fundraising events, see Mellow Mushroom Clemson for ideas to help your club, team, or organization reach its goals. Happy holidays from Mellow Mushroom, 1007 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
During the holidays, the fireplace becomes the focal point of entertaining. Get your fireplace ready for the winter season by shopping at Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Gas logs, fireplace doors, fireplace screens, fireplace tools, fireplace grates, and every fireplace accessory. Over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs are on display now. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio. Have you heard? It's the Honda Certified Dream Deal sales event at Henrik Honda Easley. Yes, that means 1.99% APR financing with approved credit on select Honda Certified pre-owned vehicles. Why Honda Certified from Henrik Honda Easley? That's simple. It's the Honda True 182-point vehicle inspection. Every certified Honda comes with a Honda-backed limited warranty up to 100,000 miles, roadside assistance, and so much more. Visit ilovehenrikhondaeasley.com for all the details.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in early.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a ball of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to pump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangsta Mac.
Hey, friends at Roto-Rooter, want to help you out? I'm on rotorooter.com right now. This is simple. See, what happens is when your floor is flooded and when you don't know where to turn, when your septic tank is absolutely a disaster, you don't know who to call, whatever, just put in rotorooter.com. You can put in your zip code, your city, or your postal code. You can call 800-768-6911. They're going to get the people that you need, get it to you when it needs to be, you know, who you need to talk to, when you need to talk to them. 24/7 emergency service. Since 1935, these people have been doing this. The folks at Roto-Rooter, with plumbing, with water cleanup, with anything they need to do, residential, industrial, commercial, they can take care of you. Now, I will tell you this. Be careful, because even in a Google search, I put Roto-Rooter in, and you got Mr. Roto and Roto Man and Roto Dude and Roto Guy. You got all this out there. There's only one Roto-Rooter, rotorooter.com. Let them come take care of you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Paul's been hanging on the longest. Were your ears burning earlier, Paul? We were talking about Enery a little earlier.
Yeah, that's why I called in to tell that it's in the southern part. And what a lot of people don't know, I live in Spartanburg and Lawrence County, and I live in the best part of it. I live in Lawrence County, Spartanburg County. You know, NRE runs up to Woodruff, and then it comes all the way down to almost to, you know, to middle ways to the city of Lawrence. I'm actually in the Lawrence County side. But you're right, Mick. It's in the south part of Greenville, you know, from Greenville County.
Yep. I knew that was the case.
Yeah, you gotta watch Zach though. He might be some kin to Tony Soprano. You better not. He might have you rubbed out. You better quit arguing with him so much.
That's true. I might end up sleeping with the fishes.
That's right. He might send Polly down here to take care of you or something. But anyway, you go out to Dallas. You need to go to Dealey Plaza. You know where all the Oswald stuff and took place. Yeah. Kennedy didn't go into the museum, and you can actually go and stand right beside the window. It's in Plexiglas where he actually took the shot. If you got time, you need to go downtown Dallas and take in all that.
We're staying about 5 blocks away, so I know that will be one of our activities, to go over to the 6th floor museum and check out the depository and the grassy knoll and all that kind of stuff.
It's awesome. I mean, I'm a Kennedy buff. I've read hundreds of books on Kennedy, documentaries. I watch all of them, and the hair on the back of my neck actually stood up when I walked in, and you know, just stood there and looked down it and all that. It was neat, but if you have time, you definitely need to go do that. But anyway, we lost a great American this week. I know you know George Bush, and you know, I know you know he was a great American hero, and a lot of people don't realize that. And I just got through reading a book about him. He was a great person. I mean, he was a great war hero. He was a great American. And our family has a heart for the Bush family, because my youngest son actually went to the Bush school, you know, there at College Station at A&M. And if I'm not mistaken, I was told that the family actually handpicks these kids that go out there. And our heart will always be, you know, a place in our heart for the Bush family. And my son, like I said, he went out there for a couple of years and got his master's actually at the Bush School. But just think, you know, a lot of people don't realize how great American he was. And I know a lot of people didn't. He wasn't the greatest president we ever had, but I think he was a great man. There was no doubt about it. And it's a sad day to see that he's gone.
Well,
but
in a world where the man lied about his age to serve our country, to get into military service, I think that's about all you need to know about the guy. And he was dedicated to service and family.
Yeah, they told him if he couldn't get in service here, he was going to go to Canada and get into the Canadian Air Force if he could, even, you know, at age 17. That's how dedicated he was for service, to serve the people.
No doubt.
But anyway, do you think that I was reading that Notre Dame doesn't give up a lot of big plays on defense? And I mean, they're like in top 10 or top 5 in the country, not giving up big plays. Well, do you think that's going to be a problem with Clemson if they shut down the running game? You know, if they shut down the running game and we can't, you know, throw the ball 56 yards down the field. But if I'm not mistaken, I know South Carolina had a lot of people hurt, but they were one of the top teams in the nation also in not giving up big plays. And look how many big plays they give up. What do you think that's going to affect the game, any, Mickey?
You know, I didn't know that. I hadn't really studied Notre Dame a bunch as of yet. Clemson wants to hit on big plays, no doubt about that. Clemson wants to – they've thrived on big plays this year. That was a big thing last year. They didn't hit on big plays. I think the Tigers, that would be a huge part of it. You know, I think Scott Reimer said it best. With Clemson, you almost have to pick your poison because you can't stop everything. And so the fact of the matter is do you want to – you want to die a slow death? Or do you want to attack the line of scrimmage? It'll be interesting to see how Notre Dame does it. When against Michigan, I thought they were very aggressive in attacking that line of scrimmage. I'm looking now, Paul. Let me give you the stats now just to make sure we're right on this.
Yeah.
For plays of, let's start with just 60 yards or more. Notre Dame has not given up any plays this year of 60, 70, 80, or 90 yards. They've only given up two plays of 50 yards or more, and that puts them at 8th in the country. They've only given up 5 plays of 40 yards or more. That puts them at 4th in the country. They've only given up 12 plays of 30 yards or more. That's 4th in the country. They've only given up 35 plays of 20 yards or more, and that's 8th in the country. And then 150 of 10 yards or more, that puts them down in the 30th overall. But yeah, in plays of 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, or 90, they don't give up big plays. You're exactly right. So, but in the end, you know, a lot of that has to do with who they're playing. And I'll tell you, Clemson's offense will be the best offense that Notre Dame's played this year. Clemson will be the best big play offense they played this year. So I'd be surprised if Clemson didn't hit a couple of big ones.
That's true. Okay, Nicky, y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the phone call. 654 Roar. Snap Hook's been hanging on forever. Good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I like my oatmeal lumpy, Mickey. I mean, what do you do?
You look like MC Hammer on crack, Humpty.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. I need some paying gigs is what I need. Zach, which is better, Mickey's Segways or Mickey's Cavs? That's the debate of the day.
That is the debate of the decade, really.
Probably.
The time is for years.
Those big hams, best calves in radio, no doubt. Now, I wanted to talk about the Deebo Samuel thing. You know, it's one thing to say, nah, I'm not going to play in the Belt Bowl, but is it more of a slap in the face to say, nah, I'm going to, you know, turn my head toward a pro career, or nah, I'm going to play in the Senior Bowl because that's the, you know, Combine 1.2?
What got me was you came back and he was injured last year. I get it. Are you injury prone? You know what? Maybe you're injury prone. We can't guarantee a guy's not going to get hurt. Can't guarantee a guy's going to get hurt. But you played against Akron at home, but you're not going to play your bowl game. The Senior Bowl is the best of those bowl games, and you'll see more scouts on the ice. I get that. If you're preparing for the NFL draft, that's part of the preparation. In my mind, playing your bowl game is part of the preparation too, though. And if I'm an NFL team, man, I'm really encouraged by a guy that wants to run at the combines. We see that all the time. guys say, well, I'm not running here in Indianapolis. It's a slow track. I'll run at my own. You know what? I'm going to compete, man. I want a guy that said, I don't care if it's slow track or not. I'm going to compete. He's not going to work out at the combine. What? We come up here. All these guys are here. The best in the country are here. Let's go see how you stack up. Let's throw the balls out there, roll the balls out there, and let's go see how you do. I want guys that want to compete. And, right. And I think that says a lot about who you are. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and I know people disagree with me, but I think it says a lot about who you are and what you want to do and how you want to compete.
The Senior Bowl is basically a combine with pads.
Right.
I mean, if you really think about
right.
it.
Right.
And I'm just kind of like, if you're worried about, if you're injury prone, if you're worried about hurting yourself in the Belt Bowl, why play in the Senior Bowl also? The only reason is because that's an extension of the combine.
Right.
It's a business decision. It ain't got nothing to do with the team.
Oh, no. You don't play for the Senior Bowl to win
just
a team. It is a... It's getting ready for the draft. It's preparing for the draft. I understand playing in it. What I don't understand is why you play against Akron, but you don't play against Virginia.
Exactly. Thank you. Have a good one, fellas.
Thank you, Snapbook. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get one more. Ken has been hanging on forever. Good morning, Ken. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, man. I'll make it short and sweet as I can. South Carolina is a rotten work state. If they put a condemnation in your clause and tell you you can't go to work for nobody else, that's bull. Tell them to get their lawyers. I've been through it. I know. How that applies to this right here is on the player wanting to go the pro instead of playing in the bowl, he has to do one thing, and he should do it for everything he does in his life. And that is ask itself, what would Jesus do? Would he run for the money, or would he keep his word as to what he signed for on that contract? And we all have to do that, even in our workplace. If we signed up for something, knowing that was in there, even though it's illegal, we still should keep our word because that's what Jesus would do. Thank you, Mitch.
Ken, appreciate the phone call. Hey, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PatTax.com, 859-8289. Again, 859-8289. They won't help you out, the Patterson Tax Service. I think I told you this earlier, didn't I? I told you about Patterson Tax Service. Yeah. We'll take a break then. We'll come back. I'd love to hear from you in a final segment. Doug, Boogie. Hey, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, you guys hang on. I'm coming straight back to you after a short break right after this.
This Saturday, Brad Brownell and the Tigers head to New Jersey to take on the Mississippi State Bulldogs in the Never Forget Tribute Classic in honor of families and victims of the 9/11 World Trade Center attacks. Broadcast begins at 3:30 with tip-off at 4 right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson basketball and the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Michael Thacker with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting in the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage, service, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Clemson Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Saturday, December 15th, witness the beautiful sounds of online sensation Anthem Lights, live at the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com. For Anthem Lights, December 15th at 7:30. For Anthem Lights, an event for the entire family. Anthem Lights, with over 147 million YouTube views. Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center, Anderson. Saturday, December 15th.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey everyone, my name is Ben. I'm a personal trainer at Gold's Gym in Cherrydale in Greenville. Here to talk to you today about Optinos. It's a nitric oxide booster, all natural, clinically tested. I'm taking it. My clients have been taking it, seeing incredible results. Increases in your leg press, arm size, your bench press. You need to get your own bottle today. It's good for increasing your recovery, your endurance, and making sure that you have better lean muscle gains. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Get your bottle today.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's right, sports fans.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show. Glad to have you with us. Time now for our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report. Get in touch with our great friends at Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort, the award-winning resort. I'm reminding this one day this week. I'm reminding for the folks that tune in a little bit later today. Gift certificates available right now at PalmettoDunes.com, and those are available for any of the activities, any of the food or the golf or the tennis or anything that you do there. Do that at PalmettoDunes.com. They'll get those to you. Think about, for a lot of you have hard to buy fours. And I will tell you this. Some people say, well, I don't buy gift cards. It's not personal. No, you buy me a gift card at Palmetto Dunes, I think it's very personal, personable as well. I think it's very thoughtful for you. So anybody wants to buy me a Palmetto Dunes gift card, let me know. Love to have it. Celebrating their 50th year, Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort. Do the gift cards. Order that today. I wanted to go over this. We do this once a year, the top 25 golf courses in South Carolina, Palmetto Golf Report. I'm going to fly down through these, Mr. Or 24. This year, number 25, Country Club of Charleston, 24, Belfair down in Bluffton, 23, Kiawe Falls, 22, Caledonia, 21, Chichesse Creek, 20, Old Tabby Links, 19, Palmetto Golf Club in Aiken, 18, the Dye Course at Caledon River, 17, Hague Point. 16, Mountain Park, needs to be higher. 15, Caledon River Nicholas Course. 14, the Dunes Club in Myrtle Beach. 13, the Vineyards. 12, Country Club at Briars Creek. 11, Musgrove Mill. 10, May River. 9, Chanticleer. 8, the River Course at Kiowa. 7, Secession. 6, Long Cove. 5, the Cacique at Kiowa. 4, Harbor Town. 3, Sage Valley. 2, Yeamans Hall. And number 1, the Ocean Course. That is our top 25, according to Golf Digest, golf courses in the state of South Carolina. That's our Palmetto Golf Report. Again, gift cards available right now. Palmetto Dunes and Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort. Check them out online. The great website, very easy to navigate through, is PalmettoDunes.com. Two phone calls to wrap the show up today. 654 Roar. Boogie has been hanging on the longest by 32 seconds. Good morning, Boogie. Thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, how you doing, Mickey? I missed the show yesterday, so did y'all do the recruiting session yesterday?
We did. With Postrelo, we did. And we did an extended deal because we talked about all the Clemson, South Carolina, Georgia guys that are in Rivals.com's most recent top 250 rankings.
Yeah, can you just give me a quick rundown on what was on the segment just to kind of catch me up?
Yeah, and by the way, Boogie, from now on, too, because I know you can work out, man, go download the app or go to WCCPFM.com, which I know you do anyway, and those are podcasts, right? One podcast is still every day. Zach, you can still find them on there? So, and you'll see Paul Strelo in the third hour. So you can hear verbatim what he said. I'll recap it for you now. Clemson just waited on a few. We didn't talk about Jerion Ealy because he's not going to sign in December. Clemson appears to be in good shape with him. He's an Ole Miss commit, the running back from Jackson, Mississippi. But I think that Alabama and Clemson and have a really good chance of getting him to flip, and I think it'll be Clemson right now. Major League Baseball is a factor with him. On the offensive line, Clemson out with Clay Webb. We think he's going to Georgia over Alabama. Tonight, Dabo Swinney goes in, or today Dabo Swinney goes in with Will Putnam, a number 106 player in the country, the number 4 or 5 offensive guard in the country from down in Orlando, Tampa. And Clemson, Auburn, and Florida State with him. We think Clemson has a pretty good chance there. Today they are in with Tyler Davis from Apopka, Florida, the 4-star defensive tackle that is Clemson and Florida State, the final two there. We think Clemson leads there. They've gone in the last couple days. Hadn't done their in-home yet with Dabo Swinney, but the coaching staff's been in with Corvarius Crouch from up in Charlotte, and we think Clemson has a slight lead over Michigan at that point. I think you'll hear something on Putnam next week. Signing day is a week from Wednesday. All those guys will sign except for Akeem Dent, 5-star corner that Clemson might flirt with a little bit, and Ealy won't sign. Everybody else, I think, signs. Now, Crouch, you won't know till the Army All-American game on January the 6th, I believe it is. Maybe January 5th. I think you'll see him make his commitment there. Tyler Davis might do the same, but we think Clemson's in good shape with both those guys.
Okay. All right, Mickey, I appreciate it, man, and I'll try to find that podcast and listen to it, and I'll make it a habit not to miss the show anymore.
Well, just in case, hey man, sometimes life, things get in the way. Sometimes I know you're working out all the time. It's a good thing to listen to while you're working out, maybe. But download that, and you can see it. And anytime you miss any of our shows, you can download it there.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a great weekend, man.
Thank you, Boogie. Be safe down in Columbia. Columbia's not getting any snow. Hey, to be honest with you, Zach, Clemson's not getting any snow.
Don't tell Phil about that. I got him on the text line right now. He's all fired up about this.
I need him. Can he call in?
I'll ask him.
Call him because I want the whole report here. St. Paul and the Broken Bones, man. Hey, A, thanks for breakfast. B, good to see you at lunch yesterday. And C, man, you doing, buddy?
I'm great. I appreciate you asking. I hope y'all are. Listen, I know you're up against the end of the day or end of the morning for you, so I'll be quick and I'll listen off the air. But I'm going to sound like an old fogey, you know, going to college on a scholarship is a privilege. And so many folks today, I think, younger generation, are about entitlement. And, you know, playing for Clemson, playing for Furman, playing for USC, whomever, is a privilege. It's not an entitlement. And I think you need to take that privilege seriously and play.
You,
and I'll take it off there.
Thank you, St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I appreciate the phone call.
Yep.
We need to talk about Legends Friday again. We'll do this after football season. You want to do that? I love talking to those guys. And what you hear time and time and time again is, man, the best times I had in my life were in college and my college teammates and those college games. The NFL, you know this, Zach. The NFL is a business. You do it for a job.
Sure.
And you don't have the passion that you have. You don't have you play hard, but it's different, right? The best times you're going to have is your college times. And so time and time again, man, I hear all these old guys say it, 40-year-old guys, 50-year-old guys, 60-year-old guys, 70-year-old guys say, man, do anything in the world to go back and ride with those guys one more time in the locker room. You know what I miss more than anything? I miss the time in the locker room. I miss time being with the fellas in the locker room. And You don't have to miss it. You got it right here in front of you. Don't miss it. Don't miss it on purpose now. Here's a question for you. By the way, Brad, here's my Ask Stuff Gibbs Award. Phil Pott, we're thinking calling in, not calling in.
I haven't heard back from him.
Okay. Because I want to hear the weather report. Brad, he's asked if he gives us a word. I'm good hands with Brad. He's good hands at Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. Email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Get tell things at BradHughesInsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend, Brad Hughes. Had a long discussion with Brad already this morning. Call him today, 292-3001. We forget someone in sports every single day. I told you this weekend I'm not forgiving anybody. That's my biggest thing, man. I don't forgive very good. Got to do better at that.
This weekend, all bets are off.
Yeah, but Monday through Friday, we...
It's a hard no forgiveness zone on the weekend.
I got to do better forgiving people. That's my biggest weakness. Speaking of what would Jesus do? I told you, texter said in, literally, what would Jesus run to 40? And I went, well, he's the only person I know that can do it on water. He can do it on Lake Hartwell. Whatever he wanted to run. But we forgive some sports every day. Today, I forgive anybody that's going to be sitting out because that line moves all the time, right, Zach? Let me ask you this. Speaking of games... And that line moving. Why do kids play in spring games?
Why do they play in spring games?
Yeah. Are we on the air now, or is that a... What is that noise? Okay, we're good. Why do you play in a spring game? It doesn't mean anything.
You're practicing to prepare for the season.
For the season?
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
The season that you're going to play in?
Yeah. Are the bowl games the season?
It's postseason.
Oh, so the spring game, you're not practicing for the postseason.
By its very nature, it's postseason.
But in the spring game, you're not practicing for the like Christian Wilkins and Cleveland Farrell, they played, but they're not preparing for the college football playoff.
Here's the deal. I don't think you're right. You don't think I'm right.
Right.
I think the it's a generational thing is a lazy argument.
I don't like that generational thing. I don't think that's the case. I think some of it is, but it's not 100% correlation.
Because there's a whole generation out there that's not doing these things. A couple of guys making this choice doesn't define a generation.
Right.
At the end of the day, I'm okay with the choice that they make. At the end of the day, if Clemson were to be a 7-win, 8-win team and playing in a mediocre bowl, I'm almost positive there would be a player or two that would sit out and not play in that bowl game.
And they'd get ripped on this show.
By one person, not by me.
Right. The other part, though, is because that line moves, right?
Yeah.
Joey Bosa said, I'm going to play 2 games this year. Now, he got hurt and would have missed several other games. But Joey Bosa said, I'm not going to come back for the regular season. I'm not going to come back and play Michigan.
Nick Bosa.
I mean, Nick Bosa. Nick. They're both the Ohio State kid this year.
Yeah.
The other one's hurt all year, too, though.
That is true. He just came back with the Chargers.
Nice of him to come back.
Hey, nice of him to come back. It was great.
Yeah. But he decided just 2 games this year. That's enough. I'm going to shut it down. I got hurt. I'm going to shut it down for the rest of the year. Get ready for the NFL draft. Go prepare for the NFL draft. I want to play against Michigan. I don't want to play in the Big Ten championship game. I don't want to play in the Rose Bowl. How about that, man? When you sign with Ohio State, what are the 3 games you're going to play in? Like, what are you like? I mean, I'm really looking forward to this.
Michigan game.
Big Ten championship game?
I guess.
Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
I don't even play in those. I'm going to prepare for the NFL. Buddy, we finish things up as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, tomorrow we have 2 basketball games here on the station. Women's basketball will be internet only tomorrow starting at 1:45. You listen to that online. And then at 3:30 airtime, we will have men's basketball. Don and Tim on the call. It'll be a great time up in New Jersey as they fly up to the Great White North and play a couple of basketball games up there in the Prudential Center, home of the Devils, who got a win last night, 6-3. Not a big deal.
My Tim and Joe, by the way, EricNewton.com. Look, friends, Focus Realty is part of EricNewton.com now. That is the sales pod.